This is a Discovery Health podcast. Get the latest health news and tips on living well at discoveryhealth.com. This podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to hold meetings over the internet. Reduce travel expenses, save time. Just hold an online meeting with GoToMeeting. Try it free. Visit gotomeeting.com/discoveryhealth.
Hello, I'm Camilla Carr for Discovery Health. Today we're having a conversation with Dr. Marisa Weiss. She is president and founder of breastcancer.org. She is the co-author of Taking Care of Your Girls, and she has been a breast cancer doctor for 20 years. Dr. Weiss, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Weiss, I'm now in remission. What kind of conversation am I having with my doctor at this point?
The time that your treatment's over and the rest of your life begins is actually a time of significant anxiety because you've adapted so well to going through treatment. Then now it's all over and you're facing this new phase of your life with some trepidation and separation anxiety. So you want to ask your doctor, you know, have I gotten the best out of each of my treatment specialties, you know, surgery, radiation, chemotherapy? Are there any additional therapies that I need to consider as I move forward? How do I help myself become as healthy as possible? What about my nutrition, my physical exercise? Can I go back to doing what I was doing before? Is that safe? Do I need to compensate in various ways? What about support, emotional support? How do I find that? How do I continue the conversation with my family? You know, what about new discoveries that I hear about on TV, radio, whatever, and podcasts? How do I know if they apply to me? Who will I be seeing in follow-up? You? Other doctors? What intervals? Will they be coordinated? Do you guys talk to each other? Can I have a copy of my records as we move forward so I'm in the loop?
Let's talk a little bit about the importance of nutrition now that you're in remission.
Well, nutrition is really important, and it connects to a lot of other things. It connects to weight management and physical activity. And so all three things are like the legs of a three-footed stool. So getting to a healthy weight and sticking to it, as well as being physically active 3 to 4 hours a week, both significantly reduce the risk of breast cancer diagnosis as well as recurrence, and it requires good nutrition to be physically active and to manage your weight. So you want to have 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day, selecting a rainbow of colors from yellows, reds, dark colors, you know, eggplant, et cetera, you know, the full range of colors, and have healthy sources of those fruits and vegetables. You want to make sure you've got vitamin D and calcium in your diet so you keep your bones strong and you protect yourself against, you know, all kinds of, you know, conditions, and you want to stay healthy while you're on medication, so you want to take consume food that's compatible with the medicines that you're taking. You want to avoid hormones in your diet, so stick to organic sources of dairy products and red meat. You want to limit the red meat that you eat to once a week, and have varied fish, chicken, beans, other legumes to fill in your protein. And you want to not smoke, limit your alcohol to 5 or fewer drinks per week, minimize your use of fried foods or eliminate them entirely, try to use like olive oil as your source of oil rather than other sources. You want to avoid grilling your food on the grill that makes it blackened. You want to avoid that. That's not healthy. And in terms of cooking, storing food, freezing food, heating it up, use stainless steel, glass, ceramic. Avoid plastics for that. When you carry your water around, use a stainless steel or aluminum water bottle. Avoid the plastics. Do not use the Nalgene bottles, that hard plastic bottles. If you are carrying water in plastic, use the number one bottle, which is what most bottled water comes in.
Dr. Weiss, what I'm hearing from you is that there will be profound changes in my life. And you have to think that this has got to affect my family.
That's right. What's happening to you directly affects what's happening to the people that care about you. And what's happening in your internal environment in your body is directly connected to the external environment out there. And so if you think of yourself as in a loop, connected to, you know, to people around you, to the environment around you, then you can feel more significant as a person. You feel like you matter more, and you can also understand all the opportunities that you have to be as healthy as possible. Now, you can't do all these things at once. You can only make changes one step at a time, particularly when you're beyond your treatment, you're fatigued, you're overwhelmed. You need to first stop and give yourself credit for all the hard work you've been through, and you need to take time to heal. And then as you do that, also look at what you can do to help yourself become as healthy as possible, because there's only one of you, and your life is precious, and it does become your responsibility to protect and cherish your life, but you don't need to do it alone. You can work with your doctors, your nurses, the people that you lean on in your family, your immediate support network. You know, breastcancer.org is there 24/7 with medical information and a whole online community. There's our book, Taking Care of Your Girls, that helps you talk to your daughters about how your diagnosis may affect them, what they're worried about, what they're concerned about. And it has tons of answers for what's on their minds. Because as women, we are the pillar of support for everyone around us. And that's a lot of responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so we want to give them resources that can help them too. You don't have to be everything to everybody.
How do you keep worrying, though, that you may have cancer again, that you do not want to become how do you keep from worrying that you may have cancer again?
Well, fear of recurrence of breast cancer is a huge worry for anyone who's had the disease or has been close to it. It's like a whale moves into your living room, this huge thing that takes up your safe haven and that you have to walk around, and it's always present. But you can shrink the whale. You can manage some of the anxiety and panic that goes along with a real fear.
How do you do that?
Well, you want to get answers to your questions, because the uncertainty of not knowing is worse than knowing. You want to write down your fears and concerns and do it on one piece of paper in one part of the house or your apartment or wherever you live, and then declare safe zones. Like if you're going to sleep and you want to keep your sleep worry-free, then you make a deal with yourself. You say, I know I'm worried about it. I'm going to worry about that tomorrow. I'm going to write it on this, park it on this piece of paper and make a plan to get that fear aired or my question answered.
This podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting, the web-based tool that lets you hold instant online meetings from your office, conference room, or home office with people anywhere in the world, so you can do more and travel less, which means you can save money and make more money. Try GoToMeeting free. Visit GoToMeeting.com/discoveryhealth.
How important are mental health professionals?
When you think about how much time you spend on your physical body with surgeons, chemotherapists, radiation therapists, pathologists, radiologists, etc., and you stop and think, oh my goodness, I haven't done a thing for my emotional life. No coach, no help for what's going on up north. You realize, whoa, that's not really fair. I really need to address the whole of me, think about how my emotional life connects to my physical life, and reach out for support and help in that arena. Ask for a referral to a social worker, to a psychiatrist, to a psychologist, to a meditation expert, to a yoga master, or somebody that can give you that emotional support and the calm and the relaxation exercises and focus so you can get through this hard challenge of your life. And not just that, but to get beyond it and recover from it.
That's interesting because, you know, somebody might think, well, you're in remission now, so, okay, the worst is behind you, but you still have to take up your life again.
Yeah, sympathy and all a lot of goodwill can dry up after breast cancer treatment is over. I mean, your friends, your family, they kind of go through it with you, and everyone wants you to get back to normal, you more than anybody else. And it may be that at the end of all of your treatment that you find that no one's, you know, interested in helping you anymore, but you still are not yourself. So I think it's important to understand what expectations are realistic, that after a diagnosis of breast cancer and once treatment's over, that it takes 6 months to a year for you to feel much more like yourself again. You don't go back to normal. You have to discover a new normal. And how long it's going to take to get there and how the journey along the way is going to be one step forward, two steps back, you know, three steps forward, one to the side. But you want to let people know that you are doing everything you can to get there, and you appreciate them, thank them for their help along the journey. And as you get closer to feeling more like yourself again, it's very reassuring. And doing what you can to support yourself and to help yourself be well and work with your team of doctors can make a huge difference in how you feel. And there are a lot of people who say, wow, this breast cancer diagnosis and experience really stunk, but it did force me to reprioritize. I know who my friends are. My relationship is stronger or it's weaker, and I now need to know that there are other people in my life I have to depend on, and I'm going to change the situation when I have the energy and focus to deal with it. You may become closer to your religious background or morph it into something else. So it's a real transformative experience in women's lives.
Dr. Weiss, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
For Discovery Health, I'm Camilla Carr.